Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm just Joe No Title, and I'm so glad that you joined me for the Lord's Word of God today. We celebrate Yeshua, Jesus, the one that is and was and is to come, and there is no other master of the universe. Amen? Amen. And so now, today's message is about pleasing God and doing His will. And so if you brought your Bibles today, please turn with me to the book of Matthew, chapter 18. And so before we get into the word, I'd like to share a story that I heard recently from a pastor. He shared that one of his congregants came to him one day and spoke to him in private and told him that he has a problem with sin, a particular sin. And that sin was cussing. And the pastor said to him, "Well, brother, I've been around you quite a bit, and I've never heard you say one cuss word." And he said, "Well, I would never cuss in front of you." Well, brothers and sisters, it's the same way with God Almighty. We know in Proverbs, He says He sees and hears everything. You have to walk around knowing that God sees and hears everything. Amen? Amen. Today, we're going to see the power of God, our Lord and Savior Jesus, and we'll start reading at verse 18. "Now in the morning, as he returned to the city, he was hungry, and seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it, and he found nothing but leaves. And he said to it, 'Let no fruit grow on you ever again.' Immediately, the fig tree withered away." So now, to get a better understanding of this, please turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 13. And Jesus gives a parable, starting with verse 6. "A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, 'Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up space in the ground?' But he answered and said to him, 'Sir, let it alone for this year also, until I dig around and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down.' So the owner of the vineyard is Jesus, and the keeper are the preachers, and the tree is a Christian, a believer in Jesus, a servant of God, but he's not serving the Lord for 3 years, and God wants to cut it down. So what God is telling us is, if we're on the earth and we are not serving God, God will take us out, because we are using up space that he can replace us with another person. In Matthew 28, Jesus instructs the apostles to go out and make disciples of all nations, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded. We know that God does not desire us to continue in sin. That doesn't mean we won't make mistakes, but he doesn't want us to backslide. And that's going back, sinning the way you did before you were saved. In Philippians 2:12, the Word of God says, "My beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling." And in Luke chapter 12, verse 4 and 5, Jesus says, "Do not be afraid of those who kill the body and afterwards have no more that they can do. But I will show you who you should fear. Fear him who, after he is killed, has the power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him." And he's talking about himself, Jesus. Because in Revelation chapter 1, it says he has two keys. One is the keys to death, and the other is the keys to hell. So we must take these warnings seriously, brothers and sisters. Now let's look at the parable again. Remember, it's illustrating a person as the tree, and he hasn't bared fruit for 3 years. Well, bearing fruit is bringing others to Christ, using your spiritual gift to bring others to Christ. And God has rewards for you in heaven. Amen? Amen. And so you need to know, you're not going to preach to everyone you meet. It's only the ones that God has already worked on. And the Holy Spirit will let you know who that is. And when the Holy Ghost is tugging on your heart to speak out, you need to speak out. Share Jesus with them and what Jesus has done in your life. Amen? Amen. Now in Matthew chapter 25, there's a parable about servants receiving talents. And one has 5 talents, another 2, and another 1. And the one that has 5 talents doubles them. And God says, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful in a few things. I will make you ruler of many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. And the one with two, he also doubles them. And God says the same thing. And you and I, brothers and sisters, we want to hear the same thing. Amen? Amen. But one of them buries his talent. The Bible says that he is called a lazy, slothful servant. And God cast him into hell. Like this one, who doesn't bear fruit for 3 years. Here's a warning from Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 24. When a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and does according to all the abominations of the wicked man does, shall he live? All the righteousness which he has done shall not be remembered. So brothers and sisters, remember I told you, he knows you're going to make a mistake, but he doesn't want you to backslide. He does not want you to go back sinning the way you did before you were saved. Because brothers and sisters, he tells you that if he takes you out like he did Sodom and Gomorrah and left Lot, you're not going to heaven. All the righteousness that you did up to that point, because he judges us at the last point that we take our breath, all that righteousness is forgotten. You understand? Or if you haven't bared fruit for 3 years and God is tired of waiting and he can replace you with a person, he will take you out. And all that righteousness that you did is going to be forgotten. So it's very important, brothers and sisters, we must be good servants of our Lord and Savior Jesus, pleasing God and doing his will. So if you're claiming to be a child of God and using his name, you need to walk the walk and talk the talk. And that means walk like a Christian is and speak like a Christian should. Amen? Amen. So brothers and sisters, let us continue carrying the cross given to us by taking Christ as our master, our teacher, our example. Believe his doctrine and obey him, and we will all be with our Lord and Savior someday for eternity. Amen? Amen.